I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Life presents a dreary picture. Some few people seem to like me, but I find, on the other hand, the press screaming to hang the Grey Goose by the neck. As you, my kind friends, well know, there have been many occasions on which I've acted without bringing any pennies to the old coffers at all. So thinking, a bright morning found me strolling down that thoroughfare of sugar daddies and their hunters, Bond Street. When... I stopped thief. I tripped the poor blighter up, all neat and proper. Soccer's my game, you know.
Come on, you. Come on. Come on, hand over. Trot, so you thought you could get away with this smash and grab, eh? In Bond Street. That was a pretty bit of tackling you did, sir. Must have played for Carlton United.
Oh, nothing to it, Constable. Apparently, you, like the Mounties, have got your man.
Thanks to you, sir. Come on, you. I shall report this, sir. Just for evidence, name, please, sir?
Roland Fletcher.
R-O-L-I-N-D-F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R. Address, if you please. Seven Park Mansions. That'd be German Street, eh?
It would.
Hey, come back, you! Hey, stop it! He's got away! Hey, stop! Stop it! Stop!
Well, what do you know about that? A gentleman of opportunity. Sorry for PC 99, though. Let his tiger go. There, Barbara?
Yes.
Shift the old folding bookcase and come in.
Right.
Right, good girl. Now, listen. I was at a smash and grab this morning.
Roly, you haven't surely...
Smashed and grabbed? No, my dear. But I was low enough to help myself in the confusion. Have a look at this.
What a beauty.
20-odd carat of the best in diamonds.
How did you get it?
Just picked it up, my dear. The point is, most of the loot was discovered quickly and returned. All, I think, except this little gem.
Which you picked up.
That's the exact wording. Picked up. You know, I was even complimented by the policeman on duty for my promptitude in helping arrest the thief.
Mm-hmm. So much to the good.
Unfortunately, the thief got away while the police and I were discussing matters. While, in fact, I was beaming in the sun of his approbation.
So now what?
You are very dirty.
What?
You require a bath.
How dare you?
That being so, you will immediately take a bath.
Roland Fletcher, if this is a soap ad, I'm not amused.
All right. Let's be serious for a moment. Take your bath. But under the water plug, you'll place this little diamond.
Oh, I begin to see.
I'm glad you do, because this is going to prove a little sticky.
Why?
Well, the thief was one Bernie Casson.
Who's he?
Bernie Casson's an old friend of mine from Wormwood Scrubs, just out on ticket of leave. He saw me, and I'm certain recognized me.
Well, that proves nothing. He's not a credible witness.
No, but he lost most of his loot through me. He may not feel friendly disposed towards me. He knows my address. Ergo, he may call. Therefore, to put it more forcibly, the diamond must rest for safety beneath the waves of your bath. As soapy as possible, please.
But do you suppose I'm going to lie in a bath while you're thug?
Only a very extreme measure.
There are extremes to which even I will not go.
I like that even touch. A caller. The warning buzzer. Barbara, vamoose. Get clean. Pronto. Bath. For two pins, Bernie himself.
Hello, Fletcher.
Come in, but... Well, if it isn't Inspector Benford himself.
Who are you expecting? Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde?
I'll pass that one up, because as a matter of fact, I can't think of a suitable answer. But do come in. Drink or no drink?
No drink, thanks.
Take soda with it?
No, no soda. Now listen, I'm on a job.
No drinks.
That's so. Now listen, Fletcher. I haven't come round to exchange banalities. I'm very much exercised in my mind.
Go on.
Today, a police constable reported a smash-and-grab raid at a jeweler's shop in Bond Street.
Good gracious.
You were there.
Excuse me, Ben. Was I the jeweler or the smash-and-grab brick thrower?
You were there. In fact, you were the bloke who tripped up the thief.
Wasn't I just noble?
He spilled a few £1,000 worth of diamonds in the gutter.
The lout. I said lout.
Every one of which, according to the jeweler, was recovered, except...
You can't have everyone and except.
I mean all but one.
Much better, Ben. Remember alma mater, your old school.
No, for heaven's sake, shut up. That one was a recently cut diamond of roughly 20 carats. A very valuable jewel.
That is still missing, I suppose.
Yes. And so is the blighter who chucked the brick.
But I'm still here, so I chucked the brick and I've got the diamond. Would you like to search my flat?
I didn't say so.
Somehow I thought you inferred all that. And so, on behalf of aforesaid alma mater, I am deeply hurt. Please, Ben, examine the turn-ups of my pants, and while you're at it, have a look at the stoppings in my wisdom teeth.
Now, stop bragging, Fletcher. I am, as you know, a deeply suspicious cove.
You definitely are. Everything you do, Ben, is open to suspicion.
No, stop it. Everything that happens lately gets tied to a character called, for want of a better name, the Grey Goose.
Was he flying round Bond Street this morning?
Not that I'm aware of. But you were.
Oh.
And on dozens of other occasions when the Grey Goose has manifested himself, you had been or were in the vicinity.
So you think, maybe, I know this Grey Goose and waddle around in his gaggle, so to speak.
I do not assert it, and maybe I'm wide of the mark. But I'm asking you as an ordinary citizen to tell me what you know of our friend.
Weren't we talking of a smash and grab in Bond Street?
All right. You were there. You even tripped up the culprit, for which my thanks. You went so far as to hold him while the police constable was making notes.
All of which shows I'm a stout citizen, on the side of law and order.
But at the crucial moment, you let the fellow go.
What?
The constable is positive about that.
What's his number?
Number 723.
I'll ring him up.
That's his constabulary number. Now, did you let the man go?
Certainly not. He just got away.
Mm. Did you recognize him?
Ben, I know a lot of nice people, even police inspectors, but I did not recognize him. Should I have done?
All right. But look here, Fletcher. Old acquaintance, social and other obligations, will not deter me from exercising my rights as a police officer or from doing my duty.
All of which means?
That if you are mixed up in any funny business, you'll be for it. Good night.
Drink, Ben?
No. Oh. And here's a little present from my collection. Put it in your buttonhole. Or your hat.
A feather?
A grey goose feather, my friend. No.
My hat. What's Ben on to? Coals to Newcastle, bones to a banquet, feathers to me. Must pull my socks up. Barbara?
Yes, Rollie?
You heard?
Yes, every word. Had the speaker on.
Well, you'd better finish that bath and come in.
Didn't have the bath, but the jewel is where you suggested.
Well, your friend Inspector Ben is very hot on the trail of the Grey Goose.
Apparently so. He even gave me this feather. One of my own, too. As you know, I always clip the quill at the end. Barbara? Ben is going to get this one back, somehow, and a pillowcase full of them. But how?
Don't tempt fate too much, Rollie.
There goes the warning buzzer again. Nick off, and put on your speaker again. Now, this is it, or I'm much mistaken. Yes?
Mr. Fletcher, I believe.
You believe right. I'm Mr. Fletcher.
Good. I was hoping to find you in.
Your hopes are realized. Well, what can I do for you?
You can let me in.
Why?
Come off it, you know why.
Do I?
Yes, you do. Now, look, Cully, I'm referring to a little to do in Bond Street today.
Ah, yes, Bond Street. In that case, do come in and welcome. Now, take a seat. Take a big one. You can't then run off with it.
Very funny, ain't you?
My most intimate friends say no. You know, the trouble with me is that I laugh too much at my own corny jokes.
Righto. Have your laugh, and when you've done, we'll talk turkey.
What's that? Turkey? Oh, what a relief.
Today, you saved my bacon.
Oh, very stupid of me. Now, you chucked that brick into that window.
And you nabbed me with a very neat trip-up. Yes, very neat, I must say.
Come on, come on. No compliments.
And while the cop was arguing the point, you let me go.
Silly, wasn't it?
But I heard you give your name and address.
Still sillier.
That's why I'm here.
You're here because I gave my name and address to a policeman?
No. Because when I spill the takings in the gutter, I see you pounce on one of the rocks.
I pounced on one of the rocks? Oh, dear. Did I bash my brains out?
Don't be frolicsome, Mr. Clever Dick. You nabbed the prime jewel of the lot, see?
I did.
You did. And then you let me go. So, I says, well, now, here's a gent who's in the game too, I says. And you know what? You recognise me.
Recognise you?
Yes.
I did?
Yeah. But you didn't give my name to the police.
Oh, really?
Now, why, I says.
Why?
And I answers, because you've seen a good thing and was onto it.
Oh, really? Now, you've worked that out very well. Now, tell me, what is your name?
As if you didn't know. Bernie Casson. Now, mister, all I want's the sparkler. No questions, no answers. I knows who you are and where you live. And I knows you've got what I want. How about it?
Thus, with Inspector Ford on the trail and highly suspicious, and a smash-and-grab thief wholly aware of his identity, danger of exposure once more threatens the Grey Goose.